For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. China's top leadership says they believe the country's economy will maintain steady growth in the second half of this year. However, they did admit it is facing extremely complicated domestic and international conditions. The comments come following a top leadership meeting presided over by General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee, Xi Jinping. The statement issued following the meeting contends major economic indicators are within reasonable ranges in the first half. It goes on by saying the central government will not roll out massive fiscal and monetary stimuluses. Instead, it will adopt a different approach by introducing economic reforms that are driven by market forces to offset the impact of the current slowdown. It's been confirmed Japanese Vice Foreign Minister Akitaka Saiki paid a two-day visit to China earlier this week. Chinese Foreign Ministry issued a statement saying Saiki had held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Chinese counterpart Liu Zhenmin during his visit. Chinese Foreign Ministry also says in the statement that China and Japan would maintain communication at all levels and through multiple channels. Local health authorities in Shanghai say the heat wave there has killed at least 10 people. Temperatures in Shanghai surpassed 39 degrees Celsius on Tuesday, the eighth straight day above 38. The Shanghai Meteorological Center says this has been the hottest July for the city in over 140 years. China's National Meteorological Bureau has issued its highest level emergency response to the current heat wave. It covers 9 provinces and municipalities in eastern and central China. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says negotiators from Israel and Palestine have agreed to hold another meeting within the next 2 weeks to kick off new peace talks. The stalemated peace negotiations are aimed to achieve a final status agreement between the two sides. In the next 9 months, the two sides are going to hold secret talks to work out a final status agreement with one single objective: to end the decades-long conflict. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton says Egypt's ousted President Mohamed Morsi is in good health and has access to the news. However, she says she does not know where Morsi is being held. As part of her mediation mission to end Egypt's political unrest, Ashton has also held talks with the interim leadership, including Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and representatives of activist groups. She is the first foreign diplomat to meet Morsi since he was detained after being overthrown close to a month ago. U.S. Army Private Bradley Manning, who is accused of leaking classified information to whistleblower site WikiLeaks, has been convicted of espionage, but not of aiding the enemy. The judge has found the 25-year-old guilty of 20 charges in total, including theft and computer fraud. Manning admitted turning over hundreds of thousands of diplomatic cables and battlefield reports to WikiLeaks. Manning, who has already spent 3 years in custody, is facing a maximum sentence of over 100 years. His sentencing hearing is set to begin later this Wednesday. It has been confirmed the driver in last week's train crash in northern Spain was talking on the phone when it derailed. The initial readings of the black box show Francisco José Garzón Amó was speaking to members of staff at the state-owned railway company. It is believed they called him with indications regarding the route he had to take. Apple is facing fresh allegations of workers' rights violations at the Chinese factories of one of its suppliers, Shanghai-based Pegatron Group. New York-based China Labor Watch alleges 3 factories run by Pegatron violate a great number of international and Chinese laws and standards. The allegations include the use of underage workers, contract violations, and excessive working hours. Employees are said to be working close to 70 hours a week. Both Apple and Pegatron say they will investigate the claims immediately. Pegatron assembles about 1/3 of Apple's iPhones and iPads. The company currently has 70,000 people on its payroll. 3 Chinese women who were forced to be comfort women by the Japanese military during World War II have joined with local supporters to request disciplinary action against Osaka Mayor Toru Hashimoto. They have requested the Osaka Bar Association take strict action against Hashimoto, who is a member of the association. Hashimoto reportedly said women who were used for sexual purposes during the war were necessary. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.